I've got a Craig, and mine, it rises and falls. You can record, but when you play it back, the sound rises and falls, sort of undulates, you know, like the sound going across the water. You know?
Why is that?
Something... I don't know. I've got to get somebody to look at it. Because mine cost me about $75. Let's see.
Is it a cassette or is it a...
It's a cassette. Craig?
Well, I have a Magnavox that I've been very well satisfied with, but I wanted to get one for the collection. And I went over to purchasing, and we went through their catalog of all kind of cassette equipment. And this was the best, the most expensive, the best model I could find.
I've never seen one like that.
And
I love this.
Well, that feature and the fact that you have a buzzer that when you get to the end of the cassette, it starts buzzing to warn you that you're running out.
Oh, that's
and that was something that I really wanted. Yeah. And this device, and this also shows you your tone level that you're when you're properly recording. And supposedly, it is supposed to equal the voices out. If someone is speaking very low, you don't have to. This is ineffective, right? When you're recording, that's when you play back. Mm-hmm. If someone's talking very low, it picks it up just as well as someone who's shouting. I found there's some things I don't like about this. This works much better on batteries than it does plugged into electrical outlets.
You're kidding.
You get much better volume and much better clarity, and I don't understand why.
That's amazing.
But you do. And
most of it the other way around.